The Vantage Point is a Christian talk show that discusses everyday issues that women deal with.
Friends and family.
Education. Politics.
It's real talk.
Things that make us laugh.
Real talk.
Brings a lot of different things to the table.
It's a different kind of talk for women.
Topics that I like to hear.
From people who are similar to me. I want to hear their ideas.
With Dr. Jessica, Crystal, Tokoya, and Jennifer.
Everybody coming together.
It just makes my day.
On the All Indiana Podcast Network. This is the Vantage Point Podcast.
We got this thing turned up.
Hey, y'all, it's Crystal, Tokoya, and Dr. Jessica from the Vantage Point.
Hey.
Hey, how are you guys?
Awesome, awesome. And yourself?
Doing all right.
Amazing. We are three strong today. Jenny's not with us today, but I'm sure we can bring her influence in this conversation as we talk about what would you give up everything for? Tokoya. Jessica, what would you give up everything for? Or what have you given up everything for?
Huh. Okay. Well, when I think of that, I think on a few levels. One, I have to say only Jesus, because that's my life. Like, nothing else would fall in place if I don't have God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we lay that as a foundational piece, though, then there's a lot more to discuss.
Right.
Because I think about the things that matter to me the most. And, yep, family definitely matters. Definitely matters. But, okay, so we're laying these pieces because these are all my disclaimers. I can't just answer this question. I don't know. I guess the things I'm very passionate about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that are like projects to me and they're close to my heart. Like outreach, which includes like local evangelism and missions work.
Mm-hmm.
I like helping people a lot, but I have a lot of things in my mind to do that. Like, I want to buy a building in Honduras. I want to plant a school in the Dominican. I want to help with the issues I'm seeing on the east side of Indianapolis where we live. I have a list in my head of things that I want to do that are just so big right now they feel like dreams.
And you'd give up everything to make those happen.
Everything in terms of, except for God and my family?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Jessica, what about you?
I ditto that. I think that there's so many things that are on my heart that are purpose-driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know when that book came out, The Purpose-Driven Life? Remember that? And how, I mean, he wrote it years before it actually became a bestseller, which is so crazy. But the more I think about it, like she said, except for God and my family,
mm-hmm.
but what we're doing now, I feel like, and I told you this before, that I'm finally living my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to chase, you know, when you're young and ambitious, you're chasing titles and be able to say, oh, I'm a president of a bank or this and that. But the more you walk this thing out, you do more things that are purpose driven.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to do what I'm doing, which is purpose driven, I get to help women and children, women in business.
Mm-hmm.
I get to help people, you know, I would give it up for that because I love making a difference in a person's life and helping them, even if they never know that it's me. That is, you know, that's doing it. Like, that's why my name isn't on anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know that it's me.
So what are y'all currently doing that supports?
Wait.
I know you got to answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to answer. That's what Crystal does. She likes, if she's leading it, are you, Tokoya? They'll say, well, what are you?
Because I think that's so much more interesting.
No.
You're interesting.
I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying that.
Well, then tell us.
I know y'all.
This is the moment to
y'all
put
don't
it
know
out
though.
There.
That's so
they
funny.
Know what to expect
do it.
From you.
That do it.
22.
So funny.
We just talked about this. Come on now.
So, wait, which question I got to answer first?
That's how I'll be feeling with me.
I'm going to put the pressure on because there's some of that.
Pressure.
I'm going to record today. So she'll be like, oh my gosh, I just said this.
I haven't told Jessica yet. I haven't told anybody yet. So
tell
you're going to tell her.
Oh
right
my
here.
Gosh. So I think, let
but
me go back to the original
from?
Question.
What's happening now?
The original question is.
Wait a minute, what is she talking about?
Hold on, I'm going to come back
okay,
to that.
Okay, tell me.
Because you know it has to include.
Not because you know you. Okay, go ahead.
No, it does include you. And you're part of the push, so I'll come back to that.
Okay.
Okay, so what would I give up everything for? just like you guys said, I would give up everything for God and for my family. And by that, I mean, if it cost, whatever I want to do or whatever he's given me to do, I realize it's going to cost me some things and some things I have to just give up. But I would, it would have to be something for God and it'd have to be something for my family.
Okay, so go back to what Sequoia said.
If y'all know me, I really don't like this. But anyway, so one thing that I was sharing with Sequoia, and only my husband, I guess, at this point, is I know.
And now the world.
Right. I know it's time to take the women's ministry that God has given me outside of the four doors of our church.
I think we talked about that a little bit.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
It's been a while, though. And it's been a process for me. And I don't think this is all. We don't have enough time to go through all that. But I do realize that the things that have happened in my life, the things that I've been through from there to now, it has a purpose in it. And so I can't give everything away just yet. But myself and my husband are working on some things in the background to be there, really to talk to people that have kind of been through what we have. And
I love it.
The way the Lord gave it to me was, you know, everybody knows marriage is supposed to be forever or until death does. Until death we do part, what have you. And that was my plan, but that's not my story, you know. And so we want to talk about the trauma that goes along with...
We did talk about this a little bit, yes.
Talk about the trauma that goes along with marriage, divorce, and even remarriage. So I'm really excited about that. It's been a long time coming, but there's some... We talked about this in the previous recording, that healing does bring about change.
It does.
So I'm excited to be pushing that out there. Thank you, Sequoia.
Well, I have more questions for you.
Oh, Lord.
So, like,
wait.
No, this is a good one, though. Because you said, you know, the process. You talked to reference the process, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to go into that right now. But I really actually think, and we can all answer this. I'm just going to start with Crystal.
I'm being picked on. Where's Jenny?
But, outside where she belongs today. Troublemaker.
But, no, I think a lot of people have questions about the process of going from ideal or passion to actually doing something with it.
Oh, man.
Because there's a lot of people out there who have, like, brilliant ideals, and you have a thousand things you want to do. And, you know, you listen, you see people do it or do things, and you're sitting there, but what does that process look like to get from ideal to action?
So I think for me that's twofold, because it depends on what it is. If this is a crystal idea, like, I like to craft. I didn't know I liked to craft, but I do now. It doesn't take much to push that out there, because that's not costing anybody anything. I don't feel like that's a crucial to my walk with God type of thing, or somebody else's. But when it comes to what ministry is, to me, what has been a pushing factor, one is support. And I'm not just talking about support from everybody, but those who are closest to me, my leaders, you know, my closest friends. Hey, you know how you tell people stuff and you kind of, even though you know you want to do it, you kind of waiting on their feedback to see. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all might not know.
No,
this is my personality.
That's exactly what you're saying.
And some things I'm like, well, let me tell them. And if they be like, I don't know, that affects my decision, or it really has in times past. But when I know that it is a God thing and this is what's changing for me, it gives you a different push.
Yeah.
You know, and then I've also learned what also helps me is if it's a God thing, he starts to open doors, or he starts to kind of confirm that this is the way.
And that you're not crazy. You did hear from him.
Yes. And
yeah.
One of the things I did was I just started going back through inboxes, text messages, and just different things that I know, the interaction I've had with other women and different experiences and different things that they're going through. And I'm like, hey, God, you really do use me to do this. You know, I'm like, okay. Well, help me not be scared. Let me not have no unfinished works that we were talking about earlier. So I'm excited about that. And I'm excited that it's okay to be different than everybody else around you. That's another part of the process.
Yeah.
All my life.
I thank God groomed me for that since I was a little girl.
I believe it.
Yeah. That's why you're not different. That's why you're different.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say this. I think that,
thank you.
I want to say that, you know, one scripture talks about that he will bless the works of your hands. A lot of people, God told Noah to build an ark. He supplied him with what he needed mm-hmm. to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But Noah had to do it. I know our pastor's been teaching about faith. Mm-hmm. Faith without, listen, the verbiage, words always jump out to me, without works is dead. Mm-hmm. God can't bless what you don't do. You know, and that's my motto. Even with jumping out, writing books, I've been journaling since I was 5 years old. We called it a diary back then. Mm-hmm. Now they call it journals. All of these things, and I also believe that everybody has a burning bush experience, where it'd be something that it just like I was always a writer. When I was born, I was a writer. It was already in me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everything that God is already going to do in my life is already in me. And Takoya making that face is making me say, don't say this, but this is how I talk.
Oh, no. I love it.
Yeah, but this is how I talk to my women in business. I said, you're just walking out. Your script has already been written, right? Mm-hmm. You just got to get to that place in time, in that moment in time. And, I mean, everything that I'm doing, it's already in me. It was already scripted. Mm-hmm. And I'm even thinking about, I don't know if you remember this conversation. I was living in the Julian Center, and I told you that, you know how Takoya is so sweet about it. I didn't know if she thought I was crazy or not, but I didn't care. Just like when I told her that God told me that she was going to help me with sovereignty. But I knew what God said. But when I was in the Julian Center, the Holy Ghost spoke to me, and I don't say that. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, well, the God said, I got to know it's God for me to say something like that. Mm-hmm. But I remember the Holy Ghost telling me, I'm going to give you a Joseph's experience. We were walking into the church, and I told you, and Takoya was like, well, I believe that. But I knew what God said, because I was like, how did I, because that's a pit.
But that phrase right there.
I know what God said.
Yeah.
But God, you know, it's always within reach, manna, within reach, you know what I'm saying, of what we're doing. And I think that when you learn his voice and learn, I remember something Pastor said too. He was, you know, the scripture that says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. He said, it may not be so much that God gave it to you. It's just you, but if you acknowledge him, in the way that you're trying to go, that he said he would direct your path, mm-hmm. right? I don't think we've had but one entrepreneur in my family. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom and them worked until they could retire from the post office to the water company because that's what they were taught to do.
Right.
But my point is, like for me to jump, I've been like a full-time entrepreneur about 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Scared as heck. But now I know that this is my call. I knew God was grooming me for something. I don't know if I answered the question there. Pretty much tell me if I did or not.
Yeah, no, I just asked about like the process of going from the ideal or the passion.
Just do it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of doing it. Because you're not going to get support from your family. Do you know that 100% of my business comes from strangers?
Mm. Yeah.
My family, now, of course, we got people that will, they might buy a book here or something like that. But your book, your businesses, your ideas, your missions, all of this, it's going to be from people that you do not know.
Mm. I think part of that process is being okay with that.
You got, yeah. Girl.
Because.
Once I got over that.
You're like, wait a minute. This is not for my immediate family. It may not even be for my immediate friends or what have you, but there's some woman out there that needs to hear our story. And when I say our, from our listeners to everybody in this room, they need to hear it. And it's not on us to decide. It's not on us to base if that need is real by our inner circle. That's what I'm learning, you know? And not that I don't have support or anything like that, but for me personally, it's like 2020. God made sure that you are prepared to stand on your own. You know, and that's not forsaking the Assembly of the Saints or anything
like that. I know
what
you're saying.
But for me, 2020 until this very day, it's like you got to know what you know and you got to believe it for
yourself. All the crutches were removed.
If everybody loses their mind, will you still do what God told you to do? Will you still serve him if you're the minority?
Yeah. I think part of like stepping out into purpose from ideal, like I said, there's 1,000 ideals out there. But one thing I've noticed amongst people I find to be successful, and I don't define success by money,
right,
or by, not necessarily by audience.
That's true.
I like to point out, I got in a discussion with somebody about who was most effective in the Bible, and I actually argued that Ananias was. Hmm. I said, because Ananias was the one man who was willing to witness to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so you can talk about Paul's effectiveness, but the one person Ananias reached set in effect something that would minister to how many people?
Wow, Taquaya.
So it's just the power of one.
Wow.
And so in thinking about that, though, I know a lot of people, you want to, you start with like these insecurities,
mm-hmm.
But in the inconsistencies, really, you are the only thing that stops you. You really, really are. When God is for you, you are literally the only thing that stops you.
Yeah.
Again, it's when God is for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes. You know, everybody else, okay, let's just stick with Ananias for a moment. A lot of people were afraid of Saul.
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid to go minister to him. They wouldn't have brought him in their house for 3 days. Yeah, he was a killer. I mean, not saying they shouldn't be afraid, but you know,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't have done that. But it took one person who believed God enough.
Mm-hmm.
to change the course of history and souls,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
to step out. And so it's not always that it's comfortable. It's not always that it's easy. And there's usually not a crowd. It's just not.
Because God isn't going to share his glory.
Yeah, but stepping out from the ideal, you've got to get discontent with it just being an ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, not just discontent, but put it in action, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people be like, oh, I'm going to do. And I know they're not going to do it as soon as they say it because you're inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. You're inconsistent, yep.
Yeah, you're inconsistent in everything you do. And you learn to be consistent in the way you serve others. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. And so learning and watching and growing and then putting your hands to work is literally just, what did God say? Okay, I guess we're going to go for it. That's literally what I think it looks like.
And I think
it's faith. I guess that's a better word for it.
I think it's definitely faith. And I think if I go back to something Jessica said, you were the first to be an entrepreneur in your family, right? You said
second. There's only one other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the norm.
No.
And I think when something is out of the norm, like my family is full of servants. My mother is a servant to her
girl. Did your mama tell you that she baked me some stuffed peppers? Girl, we were fighting over them peppers, but go ahead. Who ate my gold pepper?
I cannot.
Seriously.
But she's more of a background person.
Very.
And I think even though she groomed us for serving, I don't think that we're groomed to be out front. You know what I'm saying? Not in my family, but...
But are we out front? Like, I don't really consider myself out front, and let me just tell you why. No.
Please.
No, because I just do what I'm called to do. And if it means that it's going to get the attention, I don't know how to describe it.
I think the motivation versus what you really are might be different. Your motivation may not be to be out front.
No.
But the call and the things that God has given.
Yeah, because when y'all be up there talking on the mic, I be freezing up for y'all like I'm on the mic. Taquaya just gets up there, and Sunday I was just crying when she was talking. I mean, seriously, I was like boo-hooing. These lashes have been through this. I mean, they came off Sunday. They came off twice yesterday and today.
But can get more Miss CEO lashes.
I can. I have a whole lot of good. But when you guys be up there ministering, I'll be like, how do they do that? In front of the people. I could do something like this because it's only us in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I got to get up in front of the church, I'm done. I'm done.
See, that just baffles me because I've seen you do it in front of how many businesswomen?
But I think that's my gift, right? Mm-hmm. Versus if, like, when I see you guys operating in your gift in that arena. So I'd be like, dang, is that my friend Crystal? Is that my friend Sequoia? And Jenny, I'd be so happy. I really do. I just couldn't stop crying Saturday, Sunday.
And I don't look at it like that. Usually I get scared. Usually my first instinct when somebody says, oh, you got to do this, I'm like,
Really?
Yes, I'm just
not. I don't pick that up from you.
But that's not the dominant thing.
I'm so glad you're saying that, because I think a lot of people feel like that, and they think, yeah, oh, no, you don't have enough fears. You just go up there and let the Lord use you. Girl, I got to use the bathroom before I go up there.
And after, while you're playing. I very rarely stay in after. So, but I usually walk straight out.
Look, because I was like, that ain't regular having to go to the bathroom that much. That's too cool.
No, I went because I knew I had to go up front. And so I was like, really? Man, I got to walk during the preaching. But because you get nervous.
Yeah.
It's just, I know there's things that are more dominant now than being nervous.
Yeah.
And that's knowing God has called me and knowing somebody's in that room, especially in church settings. This is the way I look at it. Somebody's in that room who's never coming back.
Yes.
And, or who may never come back. And I don't want to waste this moment being stuck in my head.
Yeah.
It's that's when the Lord starts.
Sequoia will have everybody crying in the room. So I'm trying not to cry right now. Like, yes.
No, but when the Lord started ministering to my fear and helping me understand what it caused me to act in a manner that was just about me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you hide your gifts because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can. I didn't want to let fear be the dominant thing, because somebody needs that moment. Somebody needs that push to get to God or the word he might give. And so he taught me a lot about trusting him, because I don't usually know what I'm going to say or do half the time. But
girl, be preaching.
But I know he's with me.
Yes.
And I over the last year and a half, I started saying I lean in on that. But that's, I visualize it in my mind, but I know spiritually God is a spirit. But it's like I do. Yeah. I just go, okay, so you're going to get it. I'm going to walk up there and you're going to talk, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's how this is. Yeah. That's how I think about it. As long as you're with me, I'm just going to lean here and I'm going to lean in on you. And if you don't talk, we'll just both sit down. How about that? God makes up the difference.
Yes, he does.
All the time.
He does. And it's the same thing with everything.
Yep.
Because he's got me so uncomfortable with so many things. There are plenty of things.
Like I just had something I was going to tell you guys about, too, with another media company that reached out to me. I was like, oh, I'll put them up there first. Because Jet is coming back.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Takoya's going to be like, what are we doing again, Jessica?
But it does. I think we all have things that people wouldn't expect to make us uncomfortable that
yeah.
do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you said about Jess, you know, nobody would think, oh, Jess is nervous to talk. Like, really?
Girl, don't call me a thing, because I was like, like, no. No, because I want to say this. I want to piggyback on what Takoya just said. I think that these last couple of years, whether it was through death, I mean, it was just death, period. And one thing the Lord has been really been dealing with me with is, I think it's Hebrews 13:8, and then he reiterates it in Revelations, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. And then it is say, as it is written, I will never leave thee. He said, they may leave you, but I'm not going to leave you. Mm-hmm. You know, and even when I don't, like, I feel inadequate, I struggle with that. I was crying today in prayer, and I said, God, you remember when Solomon said, you've given me this great people? He said, I don't know how to go out or to come in. And I was praying that. I said, just like Solomon, I don't know. I need you to help me. And even just telling people, I was telling Crystal, have already gotten, I just told a group of people, and people are already buying sheets. You know what I mean? And linen and all of this stuff. And sent me the receipt. They're like, oh, we're going to, and have already started ordering it. And I just said, you are up to something bigger than me. It used to be a song that says, I used to listen to Caucasian gospel music. Not that we try to, you know, differentiate or anything. But there was a song that said, give me your eyes so I can see.
Oh, that's my jam.
Give me your heart. And I used to listen to it and just
1 second.
Yes. And I would just cry. I said, God, I want your eyes.
Yes.
Give me your eyes. Give me your hands. And now he's doing it because I noticed stuff that people wouldn't notice. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I walked up to somebody. I said, call me. And just tell me how much. I said, it's like, you know, I now know why God had me to identify with certain pains.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
And, but that song has been in my head. Like, give it to me, God. I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see. I want to see. And then it's like, you don't have to know. I'll be like, I'll just send Jenny to do it. But you don't have to necessarily know it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any of his glory. But it was good for me.
Oh, man.
It was good for me that I had been
afflicted. That's the scripture of the month so far.
It was good. Because I used to be like, why am I in the Julian Center? I'm not the only fornicator. I knew better. I did used to say that to God.
But he knew what you would do with the experience. Not that he couldn't even keep you from going.
Because I didn't come from poverty. I'm like, how did I end up here?
But I think God knows who he can trust with what testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also knows not only who he can trust, but what they're going to do with that.
Yes.
You know, and life has a way of humbling you. But I think as a minister, as a saved woman, you never keep all that to yourself.
No.
It has to count for something. Lord,
always.
These tears, these experiences. And what I love about
And they will
it
not
is,
be on 2-inch cots either.
I know that's right. We're going back to the beds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They don't know
that
what you're talking about.
Me.
They don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
You got to tell them.
You got to tell it. I'll tell it one day.
But I think part of that stuff we talked about before, which was the full circle, is when you take all of that stuff, all of the things, the ingredients that make up your story and your testimony, and you give it back to somebody else. You know, I never would have thought in a million years some of the conversations that I've had I would have. Based off of some things that I've been through, because I'm a private person in a lot of ways.
You went private, Nessus.
I'm still private.
Look, the mask is coming down.
It's not a mask.
What do you call it then, Tagoya?
I would say the wall a little bit, the guard.
Okay, guard, wall, mask.
No, I don't think
I can't
mask,
tell everything, but she's always
face.
Talked about walls and guards.
Well, mask, I think of
we
a different face, and I would
there.
Never say that about her. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
okay, yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay, that was the wrong verbiage, but
no,
you knew what
I
meant.
Coming for you.
But you knew what I meant, right?
I do, but to go along with the original topic, you know, this process
what
or
is
what
the
have
topic?
You.
Well, oh, don't worry. I have more questions. Go ahead.
We started out, but we don't have more time.
Yeah, we have about 5.
But anyway, I think that's a part of the process.
Yeah.
Is God healing you to the point where you are ready and comfortable enough, you know, to take on some questions. There's some questions about my past marriage and things like that that I would have never thought I would be ready to take on to a certain degree, because I get to tell what I want to tell, you know, not necessarily what people are asking.
You know, I've been really wondering about that with you. Is it because the wound was so deep?
I think my story affects more than me, and I'm careful about what I share because for one, there's some things that is my husband's story to tell.
Gotcha.
Right.
It's my experience. I can share all day long. And how what I went through, but there's some things he needs to tell, and then there's some things that we just probably will never tell, because it's not necessary,
right?
And I believe in leaving room for everybody to recover. So it's not the
That's
wound;
powerful.
it's the respect
I
for the process.
I agree. I like that. Yeah, because I like what Jenny got me using. I said, not my story to tell. Oh, but I got a story to tell about some people.
And on that note, no, I'm just playing.
No.
On that note, I guess we really will wrap it up before it just changes the whole feel of the broadcast and starts telling stories about people. You know, we really do hope you've been blessed by this and whatever God has given you to do. Now is the time.
Yes.
If you believe in God, Jesus Christ, as we do, you know that he's soon to return.
Yes.
And we don't want him to come back and find out we were just getting started or we were about to or
oh
weren't
my.
Done yet. I want him to come back and say, well done. But for him to say, well done, you have to have done and done it well. All right. Catch us out next time. Be blessed.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
This is the Vantage Point Podcast. Be sure to like, share, follow, support, and tell everyone you know about this podcast.
Available at allindianapodcast.com.
And wherever you get your podcasts.